1-800.
Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. 636, we're going to take a full look at your forecast coming up here in just a little bit. But right now, let's do your rock news. And oh, excuse me, I cannot get rid of this cough. I'm going to step in for Hunter on this one just because it's some new news that he hasn't had a chance to get to. AC/DC legend Malcolm Young passed away on Saturday at the age of 64. There's no specific cause of death, but he has been suffering from multiple health issues over the past few years, including dementia. He officially retired from the band in 2014. Initially, his condition was kept under wraps, but ultimately it came out he had dementia and had virtually no short-term memory anymore. Later, Malcolm's brother Angus Young said he'd been struggling with memory lapses since 2010 and was receiving treatment during their Black Ice tour. After they finished it, he was diagnosed with early stage lung cancer as well. He had surgery, and apparently they got it all out. He was also dealing with some kind of heart problem, and he wore a pacemaker. It's unclear if either of those issues contributed to his death. Malcolm and Angus formed AC/DC back in 1973, and they spent 41 years together, although Malcolm stepped away briefly in 1988 to deal with an alcohol problem. The current status of AC/DC is unclear. In 2014, they put out Rock or Bust, which was the first album not to feature Malcolm, although a lot of the material was inspired by music that Malcolm had come up with over the years. Later that year, drummer Phil Rudd was booted for various legal reasons involving drugs, and trying not to have someone, or and trying to have someone killed was another one that he was in for. Last year, singer Brian Johnson quit because he was suffering from hearing loss, and longtime bassist Cliff Williams retired. Former drummer Chris Slade was brought back to replace Rudd, and Malcolm's nephew Stevie Young has taken over for his uncle on rhythm guitar. Axl Rose was brought in as the new singer, but since he also has Guns N' Roses, it's unclear how permanent his status is. But Malcolm wasn't just AC/DC's rhythm guitarist. He was also their main songwriter and leader, and the guy who looked out for the cues on all the stages. They said there's no indication that Angus plans to hang it up. In fact, when Malcolm was forced into retirement in 2014, he told Angus, quote, keep it going. So sadly, another huge loss for the rock world. And that's your rock news. We'll be back.